Hello, this is the Harvest Baptist Church Podcast Fighter Verse Edition. Prepare for podcast. 3, 2, 1.
We're back with another edition of the Harvest Baptist Church Fighter Verse Podcast, and today I'm going to do something a little different. Our friend Rachel is here.
Hey.
And this is Rachel Beer, and she's been attending our church longer than I have. Rachel has always been around, and I thought, let's mix it up a little bit and do something different. And so I roped Rachel in. I didn't have to twist her arm. I just asked, and she said that she would come along for the ride. So we're gonna try this out. So our fighter verse for this week, Rachel, is what? Where does it come from? And would you read that?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
It's Philippians 4:19, and it says, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus."
Awesome. Yeah. So when we look at these verses, right, when we consider a Bible verse and we consider how does it apply to me? I'm going to memorize this. I'm going to store it in my heart and in my mind so that it's ready for access. When we look at a text like this, we're going to observe and then interpret and then apply. What is this? How do you think people apply or could misapply this passage?
I think they personally, especially, I like to think that, okay, well, whatever I think that I need is what God's going to give me, and I don't actually know what it is that I
right.
really need.
Right.
And so people also can think that, you know, like, this means I'm never going to go through anything hard because God's always with me and he's
That's
going
right.
to give me all my needs. But sometimes going through the hard thing is how you get what you need, which is really contentment in Jesus.
Yeah.
And you can't do that if you're always content with the life that you have.
Yeah, I think that you mentioned contentment, and Paul actually further up, earlier in the passage, what I like to call the before context, right? There's things that come after and there's things that come before. So in the before content, he talks about in verse 10, he says that they revived their concern for him, so they sent him an offering, and he said he's super thankful for it. But then he says that he's learned the secret of being content, right? He knows how to be brought low, he knows how to have nothing, and he knows how to abound. That's verse 12. "In every circumstance, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need." And then we have that famous verse that people quote all the time, "I can do all things through him who strengthens me." So the idea that we won't go through suffering, right? Paul has already said that he's gone through times where he didn't have anything. The idea that God supplies our needs, right? That can be a scary idea. That
sure.
our needs, yeah. Anything else that you see in there in that passage?
Something that kind of jumped out to me is the word "will" and also "every need." Like, that's absolute. That covers anything we could possibly need, and it's definite that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Which is comforting because nothing is really specific and definite in our world.
Mm-hmm.
But with God it is. And so that's a big part of that passage, I think.
Yeah, probably the most famous, in my mind at least, the passage that looms largest in terms of anxiety is, where we're told not to, in Matthew, where we're told not to worry about what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear, God supplies the things that the flowers of the field and the birds need, and what we're supposed to worry about is his kingdom and his righteousness, right? We constantly worry about those things, you know. Like, even if we've trained our mind somewhat to say, "Hey, I'm going to trust in God," the fears still rise up because of all different kinds of uncertainty. But here, yeah, I think that You've found the word will, right? That is a definitive. It's not might. And it's not just he's going to supply some of your needs. It's every need. Yeah, that's fantastic. So I like to talk through the sword analogy, just so that we're making sure that we're not missing anything, right? You pointed out something that we learn about God in this passage, right? The sword points up and we hold the handle. So we ask, what does this passage teach about God? What does it teach about man? God will supply all of our needs, right? We are the ones who have the needs. We have anxieties. I think there's something else there in there about God, and it's how he supplies our needs, or the way in which he supplies our needs, right? There in that second part of verse 19, that he supplies them according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And I think that's where what you mentioned about sometimes what we need is a period of longing or having nothing.
Yeah.
Right? I think what's both concerning and then comforting about that is it's like, wait a minute, you mean that God is going to choose for me to go through a time of struggle and anxiety and fear, but the good news there is that he's going to do this according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. And so because we know the good news, because we know that God didn't withhold any good thing from us, like we know he's going to be good.
Yeah.
While we go through that time.
And I think the fact that it says that his glory is in Christ Jesus, that makes it less abstract. Like, it's not something that we're not really sure about. We know where his glory is, and it's in Jesus.
Right.
And so even if we feel, like, concerned or our initial reaction is worry, we can look back at this verse and throughout the Bible and know that this is specifically where it comes from.
Yeah. Yeah. You said we know his glory is in Christ Jesus. You mean because, like, it put some more behind that. Talk more about what you mean by the fact that his glory is in Jesus.
Like that it's expressed, his glory is kind of expressed through Christ and the sacrifice that he gave for us. So since I would say probably our greatest need is salvation, that's what we're here for and what we need. And he's already given that through Christ. So how simple can it possibly be for all of our other, like, smaller needs?
Yeah.
Our daily bread is the stuff that, you know, we go through day to day. We've already gotten the biggest thing, the biggest gift we could ever have. So I think we can take comfort in knowing that if he's already supplied that, his glory is clearly completely reaching and covers everything else.
Yeah, I love that. I think that there's a strong connection with what you're saying. Paul says in Romans, if God did not spare his son, we gave him up for us all, how will he not with him also give us all things, right?
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So it's on the basis of who Jesus is that we can say, okay, you know, if God expresses his kindness and character towards us in Christ, that means that all the other things that he's going to do will also be consistent with that. I think that's fantastic. Yeah, it's good. It's really good. All right. So, what do we learn about God? Then what do we learn about us? And then I walk through the two edges of the sword, which are spec, right? Sin, promise, example, or command. Do you see any of those in the passage?
Definitely promise stands out the most.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. What's the promise, just for stating the obvious here?
He's going to supply every need.
Yeah.
Is basic there. And I think that, that's definitely, like, the main point of the whole verse, because you can kind of imply that, like, not trusting God to supply every need could, like, lead you into sin.
Yeah.
But this is definitely a positive verse that he's got you.
you're right. And so we were talking earlier, and you and I said that there are the the explicit things implied in the passage, and so you definitely, like, that's an explicit promise, and then implied is this idea that we're supposed to take this, believe it, and if we refuse, right, it's going to lead us off into error or into trouble. So I also see implied example. When we already reviewed that, Paul up earlier, he says, I know how to abound. I know how to be brought low. And then I think there's also another example in this passage here in verses 14 through 18, where he talks about how the Philippians are the ones who they stood with him early. Excuse me. They stood with him early in gospel ministry, and they supplied his needs. They helped him, and then they sent help to him again. And so they are giving of themselves, and so they have less because they've given, and that's an expression of trust towards God. And that's when the promise comes, right? Yeah. Like you give away, intentionally have less, and be assured that God is gonna meet your needs. Yeah, encouraging. All right. Well, before we sign off and call this episode quits, do you have anything else on your paper that's like, this is brilliant and it should be said? You've got like pages and pages of stuff.
Yeah. I'm prepared.
Yeah. Good.
Oh, something that kind of stood out to me when he says his riches in glory.
Yeah.
I was like, immediately when I think of riches, I think of like money and like wealth and stuff like that.
Do you remember DuckTales? Have you ever seen that cartoon? You know, Scrooge like swimming.
Rolling in.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's like riches for me.
For sure.
Always, yeah.
And so I have to remember, you know, mom's English background, that rich more can also mean like bountiful and kind of just overwhelming and amazing. And so it kind of makes me think that's immediately connected to his glory.
Like, yeah.
It covers everything. And I know we already kind of talked about that, but I just feel like it's so important that his glory isn't limited. Like, we have very finite minds. We think like, okay, this is exactly what we need, and we pray about it. And even though it can be like for good things, like we think that we need, I don't know, the words to share the gospel with someone, or we're worried about a relationship. Like, God's got it covered, and we can pray for it, but we can't also just expect things to instantly happen.
Yeah.
Or happen the way that we want them to.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's definitely something I struggle
with. Let me refer to what you said about riches, because I think there might be some, like, oh, okay, you know, I'm going to go to this Greek word, and I'm going to look riches. What does riches mean? Oh, riches means riches, right? And it doesn't mean some more nebulous concept of, but here's where I think you're definitely on to something there. Our needs are not just material, right? You know, I think that we tend to think of, like, give us this day our daily bread, tangible things, cars, food, clothes, houses, money. But what we also need is we need to learn, like you said earlier, we need contentment. We need peace of mind. We need to be gentle. We need to be kind. We need to learn to be brave at times. And so if his riches come from his glory, which are an expression of his character, then he can certainly supply the character that we need. Yeah, for I sure. think it's a fantastic observation.
And I was making lists of like things that I definitely knew were things that we needed, because it's easy to go through this and go, oh, well, you know, I've been praying for this, but it's not really something that I need. It's more something that I want.
Right. What'd you put on your list?
So I just have, we need the Holy Spirit, which I was like, check, got that.
Yeah.
Grace and love from the Lord, check, we've got it. And Jesus, we've got it. And like, I could probably keep going and talk about like how we need a life that's devoted to God and all these other things, which those things we're more working on.
Right.
But those three first three things are something that we all need, and we all already have it. Like, we just have to accept that. And then everything else comes along with it. And I think we can work toward it. But, like, Holy Spirit, Jesus, grace, and love, they kind of cover everything else. Once you have those things, you can learn to be patient and faithful and kind and all of those other things. So you just know that God's going to provide all of those
things. Yeah, they're the source of those things.
Yeah.
The Spirit produces those things in us, right?
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic observation. Excellent. Anything else? Any last words?
I think I'm out.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, I think that I can say with confidence that it's 150% less boring on this podcast, and the commentary and banter is fantastic. So, hey, do you want to say anything before we go? Do you have a sign-off line?
No sign-off line for me, but I am glad that I said yes.
Nice. Awesome. Thrilled. That's cool. Yeah, well, hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed our interaction here, go ahead and share it on social media. I'm going to read our copyright notice because that's the deal. Scripture quotations are from the ESV Bible, the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers, used by permission, all rights reserved. Rachel, have you heard the Fighterverse podcast theme song at all?
I don't think so.
Our theme song is called Catch It, and it is awesome. I think that my children, I think Max, I played it for him, and he hated it, but I love it. It's written by a guy named Coma Media, and you can find that song on Pixabay.com.